Science is in. Choosing to look up and out, either at our surroundings, each other. It's good for our brains. It's good for our bodies. It's good for our relationships and our experiences of the world. Released by Dr. Fiona Kerr, the Art of Science and Looking Up report confirms the profound effects simply taking the time to look up and out can have on cognitive development, creativity, productivity, relationships, our sense of identity and belonging, all that good stuff. The report also addresses the multidisciplinary seven key subject areas. Get ready for this. It's eye gaze and engagement, abstraction and neurogenesis, lighting up our brains, solving complex problems, lived experience and memory, connection and connectedness, amplification and contagion. Joining us now to discuss the art and science of looking up is Dr. Fiona Kerr. Fiona, how's it going?
Very well. You've summed it up brilliantly.
How was that? Was I right? Was I about on the right lines?
Yes, you don't need me anymore.
That's cool. We'll take you anyway. I'm hoping you can give some more insight. Just tell us a little bit about how, I guess, what were the origins of this? How did it all come about?
Sure. So there was three of us that were in similar kind of areas at the same time. So it was quite serendipitous. The Outdoor Media Association was looking, they try and get people outdoors and connecting, and they have the capacity to put out those beautiful big posters. And they were thinking of look up. And I was working with Leckie Mays, who's Glider, and she looks at trying to get people together to have these interesting kind of conversations in really beautiful ways. And we had just done one on on enlightenment. And so we were talking about if you could change one thing, you know, what would it be if you could get the message out there? And it was that I'd love to have people not just not look at their phone, but also to realise just how wonderful it is to kind of look up. So I'd done a Look Into My Eyes TEDx in 2016, I think, on that, and was writing a book on the amazingness of connection and abstraction and building brain. So it was just perfect. It was perfect timing for the three of us.
So what is it exactly that happens, I guess, in our brains? What are the little sparks that align when we look up into the sky rather than, like you said, maybe down on the phones? And obviously it's been well documented that, I guess, people develop a reliance on the dopamine that phones can give us in any amount of stimulus. Is that that be reflected, I guess, just in the sky and in the birds and this, that, the other?
Yeah, so what you do when you look up and out is you let your brain, you don't hamper it with trying to either look at a task or a specific thing. So you let it actually go into a process called abstraction,
right,
which means that it starts to connect all different things because your brain's always very busy, the subconscious, and it lets your subconscious just go to work. And so connections begin and it brings up all sorts of information. It gives us a longer lens to take in information and to think about problems. So it shifts into using multiple parts of your memory and your active brain that you don't normally do when you're trying to concentrate on something specific. So it's a beautiful thing. It also can allow you to make brand new connections because you're not trying to steer your brain in one way or another. So because you've got so many chemicals going on when you're looking up and out, then you can come up with brand new ideas. That's a kind of aha moment where you look out the window, you're trying to do something and you kick back and look out the window and then you go, that's it. And it's because you've stopped getting in the way, really, of your brain being able to play across all different areas and actually come up with something brand new.
That's fantastic. How does it, I'm assuming kind of the results that you've gotten back must be based in facts and science and how you look at a brain, but is it important just to take, I guess, anecdotal evidence from people as well? Like if they just feel positive, regardless of what the basis for that is that something that you've received a lot from, I guess, people who have taken up the recommendations?
Absolutely, yes. So daydreaming and just letting yourself have that bit of time is something that so many people, we get hundreds of emails saying and talking about how they've done it and what they've seen. So whether you look up into the air or out of the window or whether you look up into someone's eyes, you're still doing a completely different thing again than when you look down and you kind of disconnect for that and then you become absorbed in a very specific thing to do with your phone, as you said, the dopamine, and you come down to task. So you shut off a lot of that abstraction. And I guess the way I put it is distraction stops abstraction. So if you want to think bigger and think differently and take in more information and speed up your neurons, you actually stop looking at the phone. You don't look at it because it's excitatory, but it's a different kind of excitation, and it's a different lot of chemicals that start buzzing around in your brain.
It's fantastic. I don't want to seem counterintuitive, but can you tell us a little bit about the hashtag LookUp, the project that's involved with, and how you're able to collaborate with the Outdoor Media Association?
Yes. So Outdoor Media Association has always wanted people to get out and to connect with nature. And there's a load of information on how good that is for us. You know, we could spend hours on what that does, what nature does for you, what walking does, because when you walk, you get oxygen and glucose, and that's another way of building brain. Mm-hmm. And it's also another way of thinking in a completely different way. And so what they wanted to do was to link up some of the science. What we all decided was there's really lovely science here, and it's really engaging. And if you can get people to realize that there is really good science, and it's interesting science, but there's also this beautiful thing that awaits you when you go out into nature, and you go out and you walk with people. Again, mm-hmm. Of course, you're talking, you've got chemicals going between you. I think we've got about 1,840 so far chemicals we share in space.
Gotcha.
And we haven't even talked about voice and touch and that kind of stuff. But it doesn't matter if you're on your own or with other people. You've got so much going on that you've got this lovely sort of chemical cocktail happening. And it's really good for also becoming comfortable with who you are. So mm-hmm. If you're on your own, one of the things we don't do is spend enough time quietly just being with us, just being with ourselves, because it allows you to accept a lot more about who you are, get a lot more self-reflection. And we tend to run away from that a lot these days.
Absolutely. I'm sure that's pretty positive. I'm very sorry, Fiona, but we do have to move on. We're almost at the end of the show. We've got to squeeze a tune in, but thanks so much for joining us. The title of the book, The Art and Science of Looking Up, so people can go and check that out for themselves.
And it's free.
Oh, there you go. Even better. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Fiona. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Dr. Fiona Kerr, author of The Art and Science of Looking Up report, which looks into the benefit of looking up.